only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening, isn't it? Isn't it? It's true. You're listening to this radio show because you are an exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. The call-in line will be open in B block. This is A block. 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255, and of course you can email me, paul@a21r.com, listen, I want to thank everybody on the Sundays when you're emailing me and we're reading back and forth and everything. It's a lot of fun. That's when I do some serious blogging, one-liners, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, thank you for all that attention that you pay to us, and sometimes I put some of them, when you send me stuff, I will, you know, get back to it and talk about all the things that are going on at some other time, later on in the evening usually. Anyway, so thanks for your listenership. I really do appreciate it. We're being watched and listened to intensely. And we're not, you know, people watch the radio to see us, right? No. We have faces for radio here, so we're proud of it. That's why we are shining examples of the radio. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about the California GOP and what happened there, the socialist network in action, and the globalist network in action. You can see it now. It's a pretty visible thing. And, you know, I'm not the only guy. Listen, I'm a messenger. People are coming to other people and talking about, other radio show hosts are talking about pretty much these same things. I know it's very unique to hear it from me, maybe. I don't know. But everybody says, oh, this is craziness. You don't know. Well, no, actually, we do know what we're talking about. It's pretty obvious that we're trying to go from coast to coast now. Nancy Pelosi is out. I think she's out, and she's going to be replaced by this Patterson chick, which we'll talk about. Totally groomed. Totally groomed. She's been groomed from stem to stern, if you will. And she's been groomed about what she should say and do and all that good stuff. And this is... Well, she acts like and looks like and sounds like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Two young Latinas. And California GOP elects her. Yeah. Over the two white guys. Get rid of the white guys. It's a racist thing, right? It truly is a racist thing, what they're doing out here. Well, that's what the left does. It's race, race, race. It's always racism with them. No matter what, they'll use whatever means necessary to get it done, right? The ends justify the means when you're socialist and communist. That's just the way it is. So that's what we have. We've got this going on, and now we have competition for Nancy Pelosi. And this is what I was saying in the first hour. It's over, girlfriend. It could be. I mean, you know, it's been a long run, been a good run. You know, coming from, you know, her father was a mafioso guy. Yeah, that's true. It's true. And so she's had a good run. She introduced Agenda 21 Radio to this. Excuse me. Agenda 21, not the radio. I did that. She introduced Agenda 21 to the United States. Brought it in 1992. Go check it out. October. It's all over. She's ubiquitous in being known for that. So, and right now it's ending for her. Her role, I think, the global elites are saying, we got to replace her with a better visual. She's not the old Nancy that she used to be. Washing the feet of, you know, pilgrims, the Muslims, that sort of thing, with the Pope, right? Kissing the feet. Washing. I don't get that. I'm an American. I don't wash feet and kiss feet for religious reasons. That's just not my style. We in America don't do that. Because, you know, then they're going to ask us to kiss other parts of the body, and we are never going to do that. Or bow down, as we saw President Barack Hussein Obama do that. Of course, that's because of his Islamic faith he did that. He had to bow down, right? That's what they do. We don't do that. We don't bow down to religious figures. We don't bow down to potentates and kings and queens and that sort of thing. We just don't do that. That's why we're Americans. A little side note, when the Olympics are on, then the flag bearers normally tip the flag in respect to the Olympic movement or the people that are watching it. We don't do that. No. We're the only country in the world that doesn't do that. We're the exception to the rule. But these are some things that keep your country in good visual stead with the rest of the world. But during the Obama time, Obama was good at bowing. We're no different. American exceptionalism doesn't. Well, you know, why aren't Greeks, you know, exceptional? I don't know. It's I think it's kind of obvious. But, you know, just to me, you know, he was about trying to destroy American exceptionalism. That's pretty obvious. And the left is always good about doing that. Their word verbiage, if you will. That is kind of interesting. Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio about the new California thing. It's grievance 57 day today. We're going to be at various and sundry police stations. No, sheriff's departments around the state. And we're going to be reading grievance number 57 about sheriffs and the plan, if you will, about the destruction, the process to destroy sheriffs in California and the nation. Yeah, I'm the sovereignty of the sheriff, how important that is. The chief law enforcement officer is the sheriff in your county. It's the way they set up the government, the founding fathers. The fundamental unit of our country by design is the county, not the city, the county. And they knew that they had to have law enforcement in place that would have basically complete say over what was going on in the county. They have authority even above the federal government, certainly above the state government. Their own government would be first and foremost, and the people they represent would be first and foremost. Constitutionally, sheriffs are elected so they can enforce that. That's one of the reasons why they're elected, so they can enforce the Constitution. And if a sheriff deems that a federal person is out of bounds constitutionally, he can stop them. If the sheriff sees that that there's so much overreach by a federal officer or a state officer with guns or with the apprehension of guns or the apprehension of people, he can stop them. As you see and heard about up on Washington State, sheriffs up there are not enforcing laws that were passed by the legislature in Washington State for the Second Amendment. Because why? They deem them to be unconstitutional, so they're not going to enforce them. Get a court ruling, then I'll enforce them. That's what they're saying. But not in California. No, they have a plan. It's an international plan, actually, to destroy the sheriffs, thus their sovereignty and dominion over the counties. Get it? The founding fathers would be rolling in their graves, but this is the way they want to try and do it. The globalists, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So, what is it when you're wearing a mega hat at school? And why are students being banned from doing so? We can find out. Here we go.
And trying to show pride in your country, how is that inappropriate?
Clovis North senior Maddie Mueller doesn't shy away from sharing her political views or wardrobe. She's a member of the Patriots. The group asked their members to wear their MAGA hats on February 20th. Maddie was told she on campus, so she asked if she could wear any Trump hat with school colors on it, and she was told no, citing the dress code.
To my knowledge, Trump is not a logo. It's a last name. It's just our president. You can't really claim that is a logo, a sports team. It's not affiliating with any gang.
The Clovis Unified School District dress code does not specify if political hats or shirts are allowed.
Bottom line for us, our dress code is really about allowing our kids to come to school, to feel safe at school, to feel supported at school, and to be free of distractions so they can focus on learning.
Here we are closer to the shouting fire in a crowded theater.
Former federal district judge Oliver Wanger says the students' First Amendment right is being stripped, but the district may have the right to do so.
The hat is something that could invoke violence or invoke controversy. Then, for the safety of the students, the school is within its legal right.
Maddie says she's been dress coded repeatedly for wearing t-shirts that say build the wall.
I'm not really caring if I'm offending anybody. I'm just showing support for the president and what I believe.
Maddie's parents support her mission, but she says her mom believes the consequences could be severe.
They might hold me from graduating if I continue to be vocal and do things like this.
Interesting. Fox News. Let's see. This is another one. We'll do another a little chime in here. If this is here we
high
go.
High school student in California who's taking on her school after being told she can't wear a MAGA hat to class. Maddie Mueller says she was just trying to show her pride in her country when the school claimed she had violated the dress code. The Clovis Unified School District is telling the Ingram Angle that Mueller could not wear the hat, though, because it wasn't a school hat or a hat from a school club or activity. Our dress code is actually silent on political attire because we don't intend to position ourselves to be making subjective judgments about what is and isn't political. Well, now with me is Maddie Mueller. Maddie, the school says the rules about hats are clear. I'm not a big one and for hats indoors, period. I don't like hats indoors. I think if you're at a baseball game or you're in the sun, hats indoors, I don't care what hat it is. I'm not really a big fan of it. But they say this has nothing to do with stifling your political beliefs. Do you believe that?
I would have to say that I wholeheartedly disagree.
Okay, so what evidence do you have that the school is actually discriminating against your political beliefs?
Currently on campus, as of today, I checked today, I saw 4 Hillary Clinton t-shirts, 1 Obama shirt, a Bernie Sanders hat, and about 7 LGBTQ rainbow flag hats on campus today.
Oh, bingo. Bingo, Bado, Clovis. Okay, this is the former superintendent here, former assistant principal in charge of student activities. I know this stuff very, I'm an expert. There's no doubt, I am an expert. And that's why I stopped it here. Because she's absolutely correct. Absolutely. First of all, the district is completely wrong. 100%. She has a lawsuit, big one. Clovis, guys, let me help a brother out, or sisters, or whatever you are down there. You're open for a major lawsuit here. Okay, let me kind of back up. I'm going to back up here. Because this is the key thing. You heard the attorney talking about the safety aspect of this. And I understand this. I would enforce what they have as a policy there. Absolutely. I would. 100%. If it's a school safety issue, you can ban and only have, as and it says this. What I was hearing there was a quote right from their policies, their books, okay, their policies. And it said that it has to be school-related, clubs, teams, and that's it. Okay, fine. That's it. You don't have the other things. Yeah, you don't. But political speech now is another category, but I'm gonna mention that in a second. So you don't, you eliminate, you can take hats for that reason, right? You can take it if it's going to cause a problem or any, it's not related to the curriculum, you can do that. That's closed forum. That's closed forum part, the concept. But they opened the forum when they allowed the Hillary shirts, the other things, because those are political speech and they're offensive to her. Now, that's a dilemma because, you know, back in the day, people against the court ruled back in the Vietnam War, that if you didn't like the Vietnam War and you wore black, like a black, you know, armband or something like that, that in schools, even high schools, it was permissible. It was political speech and they couldn't stop it. So we hung around with that. But then there are other rules that came on. Now, this is the salient point. I think I backed it up here. I'm going to play this again. So you see why I go off on this. Because, see, listen, it's called fairness. They don't like Trump. The school administration doesn't like Trump. The teachers are complaining to the staff. They don't like Trump, apparently. I'm just saying this is my experience. So they react. Administration reacts stupidly, I might add. Listen.
Currently on campus, as of today, I checked today, I saw 4 Hillary Clinton t-shirts, 1 Obama shirt, a Bernie Sanders hat, and about 7 LGBTQ rainbow flag hats on.
That is their problem. You cannot have one political speech and not have the other. If they want to be fair to the student, she's got to wear it. Or she says no, they just say no to her and no to the others. That's the way it works. And right now, her civil rights are being violated with a big V. And the school district's going to lose a lot of money that they cannot afford to lose.
On campus today.
Were they in classrooms?
Yes.
See, now, Ingram's an attorney. This is why she asked that question, which would be my question. Were they in classrooms? Well, sure they were. The shirts are in the classrooms. Now, were they wearing them in the hats in the classroom? That's another thing. I never tolerated hats in the classroom. It's disrespectful.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good evidence. Okay. So it looks like if that's accurate, and I don't have any reason not to believe it, if that's accurate, then people can just kind of wear what they want to wear in school. I mean, I see kids coming out of school, they're wearing short shorts and stuff. I'm like, whoa, my mother would have freaked out. But they're wearing lots of stuff, including hats. And I see a lot of political symbols on shirts. It seems like kids are encouraged to be kind of mini activists, which is not how I grew up, but that's how kids are. But if you're a conservative activist, then you're kind of a hater.
Yeah, and this is the bigger issue. This is indoctrination. This is pure indoctrination, which has no place in public education, period. They're indoctrinating by using these hats. Now, here's the other thing. If they have an LBGQ, ABCEFG club on campus, they've already broken the open forum clause of the lawsuits that brought it about. They've broken it. The principal has broken it. He's lost control of his campus. And that, the other way, policy that they read, if they have clothes that are related to clubs and anything related to the curriculum, then they can wear that, but they can't wear the other. But it sounds to me they might even have clubs that have violated that closed forum, which means any club can come on campus. And the principal can't control it unless he says it's a closed forum. And if it's a closed forum, he can't allow these hats. And he certainly can't allow staff to be enabling the indoctrination of these kids through symbols. See, symbolism does matter. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Scary moment for a Kentucky couple last weekend after a man allegedly pulled a gun on them at a Sam's Club and threatened their lives simply for wearing their Make America Great Again hats. 57-year-old James Phillips was arrested immediately and charged with first-degree wanton endangerment. The victim, Terry Pierce, joins me now. So, Terry, take us through what happened. You're at Sam's Club. You're with your wife. You got your MAGA hat on. What happened next?
Well, we was walking to the checkout line, and Mr. Phillips was approaching us. I had turned to look at my wife and was talking with her when he flipped us off. And
he gave
her
you
facial
the finger.
Expression changed instantly. Yes. Yes, give us a finger. And her facial expression changed instantly, and she said, did he flip us off? And when I spun around, I seen his hands going down with his fingers still up. And she said, excuse me, did you flip us off? And he turned around and went into an explicative tirade. Yes, I did, because of those hats.
Wow.
And that's when I decided to confront him about it.
All right, so then it kind of moved out into the parking lot. You were defending your wife's honor. He then allegedly pulled a gun on you?
No, Jesse, actually, it was still inside the store. I had walked around. He was trying to walk away, and I went in front of him, and I put my finger in his face, and I said, what gives you the right to flip me off just because of the hat that I wear? And he started in again, so another altercation occurred, and that's when he drew a .40 caliber pistol out and stuck it in my face inside the store with numerous people around.
Okay, so there's witnesses. He pulled the gun out, pointed it to your head. What did he say when he pulled the gun out?
He said, this is a good day for you to die.
Jesus.
And I simply replied to him, then pull the trigger. You're either going to pull the trigger or you're going to put the gun down and face me like a man. And he started backing up. And as he was backing up, we're still arguing. He said again, yeah, this is a good day for you to die. And I warned him because I kept walking towards him. I said, then pull the trigger or put the gun down and face me like a man. That's the only two choices you've got.
Wow.
And that's, we kept arguing. And as he backed up, he took the gun and stuck it in the back of his belt, the backside of his belt.
Right.
And one of the management in from Sam's Club had stepped around the corner. He said, did he pull a gun on you? And I turned and looked at him. I said, yes, he did. And I'm going after him.
All
and
right.
I turned around and he was gone.
Well, listen, it's amazing that someone has a gun pulled on them simply for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. I assume you haven't been contacted by a lot of the mainstream media reporters. You know, if this had been the other way, you probably would have been on every single TV show. But, you know, no one should be threatened for wearing a political hat on either side of the aisle. I'm glad you and your wife are okay, and hopefully this guy serves some hard.
Jeez, come on. Now, I bring this up because, yes, people get triggered by the hats. People get triggered by what they see. Now, let's put this on the other side about what's going on in the schools with this young lady, this Maddie Mueller is her name. Maddie Mueller. The one from Clovis that we're talking about. See, you got me going because this is my bailiwick. This is really a specialty of what I was involved in years. For years I was doing this stuff. But this Maddie Mueller, she's triggering people, right? She's triggering the staff, in my opinion. The only reason this hat is being confiscated and taken away is because staff members have said something. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. You've got probably some lesbians, I'm telling you this, that are upset with that. The LGBTQXYZ group on the campus have led the charge. That's what goes on. That would be the first because, again, it's the array of hats that she says that are out there already. And it could be the Bernie Sanders group. It could be the other groups. But it probably is that group first. The teachers are the ones leading that charge. That's been my experience. Now, that's not just, you know, open speculation. Oh, because I'm a bigot or something like that. That's been my experience. That's those people in those groups in that order that would be doing that. Now, here's my point. That doesn't need to be in public schools, period. I'm surprised there hasn't been more triggering on the other side. But, of course, then you see the subtlety of this with the kids. In other words, if you are a student and you're offended by the Bernie Sanders hat, there's been suppression on you to not be offended by the staff. It's subtle, but it's there. And collectively, when it's there collectively, it's not so subtle. And the kids get it. Oh, we can't criticize him. He's you know. And I'll tell you, Clovis is extremely conservative. That's the point. That's why they're there. And that's why they're there putting those clothes on like that and just showing it, and you can't do nothing about it. That's what they're doing. And the left does this. This is what the left does. Now, and again, I want to go back to the way the school is mishandling this, because they are. What's happening is that they are allowing one variety of speech and disallowing another. That's very simplistic. And you can't do that. In an open, the courts have decided that on these free speech issues, it's the safety of the students, yes. But, you know, what's to say that these students wearing the other stuff are not going to be attacked because people are ticked off about it? That's a safety issue. But they opened the forum by allowing the left, if you will, we'll say the left, to display their regalia. Excuse me. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. If you let them display the regalia on the left, you got to do it on the right. You got to be fair. And you should not be enforcing anything to stop this young lady. Now, if you're going to make those other kids not wear it, then she can't wear it either. I get that's what you do. And that way you eliminate problems. I'm telling you, on a school, that goes a million miles to eliminate conflicts and trouble. Like right now, they've got a problem at Clovis High School. They've got a problem in that school district. They've got a multi-million dollar problem because they were not enforcing policies in themselves. Now, if they want to say all hats are good, then you're going to get the hats, and I'm telling you, because you can't suppress this. You can't suppress it once you open it up. You close it up, you can suppress it, but you're going to get the hats that have the F word all over it. I've seen this. Or, like in down at John Muir High School in Pasadena area, it's do-rags. Freedom of speech for do-rags. You know what a do-rag is? You know, I mean, people wear do-rags. Do-rags are when people put like a netting around their hair. Those are do-rags. And they come in all different sizes and colors and shapes and all this other stuff. Because, you know, they are seen as part of their culture. That's therefore that they can do this, yada, yada, yada. It's not a religious expression. And that's already been litigated in California. You got these kirpans, they're called, for the Sikh people. And they believe it's a religious connotation to carry one. So they do. They allow them to carry them. It's like a curved knife. Look it up. And you can actually wear those if you're Sikh. That's part of your religion. But, you know, these other things, no. You have to have some modicum of composure on a high school campus. And, you know, you're dealing with people that are forced to be there by compulsory education. That's the issue. If they're forced to be there by compulsory education, then there are restrictions. But you, once you open it up, you can't limit the freedom of speech. That's the key. And they've opened the forum by allowing the other side to display, and she now can't display a Trump hat, a MAGA hat, because of safety issues. That dog does not hunt. You talk about a case for damages, the whole nine yards. And if they threaten her, as they've said, with no graduation, big problem. That's a big part of a lawsuit. Now there's going to be a lawsuit, I'm telling you. Because they didn't enforce their policy or make it fair to everybody. If you're going to get in the political world and confine schools, you got to play the game right. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, we're back. SCOTUS considers bid to destroy World War I Memorial Cross in case that could change Arlington. Arlington, you know, where there's crosses all over the place. Yep. That is a problem. Says legal experts on Covington Boys' $250 million suit. And guess this is weaponized news outlet. Guess who gets served next? Oh, no. You remember the Covington thing. This is the kids that were wearing mega hats. This is not the direction I wanted the third hour to go, but this is where it's going anyway. The mega hats, and we're confronted by the Indian chanting and pounding on the drum and all that good stuff. Then we find out, you know, the bottom line, the news came out and accused the boys of enticing them and threatening them and all. And it wasn't anything like that at all. They were actually confronted. The boys were, and the boys were quite appropriate and all this good stuff. So now there's a lawsuit, and the lawsuit is starting to meander around, right? Meander around. So we got this. Weaponized news outlet. Legal experts on Covington Boys. A significant case or not? Experts weigh in. Can Nick Sandman's attorney prove the Washington Post acted with malicious intent? That's the big question. Says an attorney for the $250 million lawsuit filed by a Covington Catholic high school student and his family against the Washington Post told Fox News, the colossal damages being sought are appropriate. Let's listen to that.
They wanted to jump into the mob, give the mob a megaphone so that they could attack this boy because he was white, he's Catholic. And he was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. If Nicholas had not purchased that souvenir cap that day at the mall, if he was not wearing it, none of us would know who Nicholas Sandman is.
Well, there's Lynn Wood there, co-counsel to Nick Sandman, who's suing the Washington Post for defamation. His lawyers call the coverage a modern form of McCarthyism, say they ignored basic journalistic standards to advance an agenda against the president. Todd McMurtry is also part of the legal team with me now out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And Todd, thank you for your time and good morning to you. I saw a comment that said it's not about the money, although it's a lot of money, $250 million. It's about the message. What is the message here, Todd?
Well, the message is very important, Don, and that is that we cannot tolerate a media establishment that goes after minors, 16-year-old boys, and completely destroys their reputation and then says that's okay and moves on to the next story. It's totally unacceptable.
Okay, now, the Post has vast financial resources. And I mentioned the sum you're looking for, right? $50 million compensatory, $200 million punitive. Is it about the money and not the message?
Well, the money is certainly the message. And so those are intertwined very carefully. And in this circumstance, we have a new type of damages, and those are perpetual reputational damages. Other commentators have sought to say that our damages are too high, but when you think about that those damages never go away and live on the internet forever, I think they're appropriate in this circumstance.
Here's what the Washington Post says. Statement, we're reviewing a copy of the lawsuit. It's only one line, and we plan to mount a vigorous defense. Don't you have to prove malice? And if so, how do you do that, Todd?
Bill, I do not think we have to prove malice, but even if we had to, we would be able to do that. First, Nick Sandman is a private individual, so we only have to prove negligence. However, if a ruling were to be different and they were to consider him an involuntary public figure and we had to prove malice, we would be able to do that because the Washington Post is a weaponized news outlet that used its power and strength to destroy Nick Sandman's reputation, and they did that without adequate and appropriate levels of journalistic integrity and reporting, and that in itself is malicious.
Okay. So that's what they're hanging on. Bezos. Yeah, the guy who shows his, weenie and photographs it, Bezos. Remember? Yeah, and then they pulled out of... I know the wording is difficult on that one. They withdrew. No, that's not good either. They left. They didn't even commit. This is getting worse. They're not going to be in New York City. As a company, they said, no headquarters for you, New York City. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not because of the lawsuit. But that's the same guy. That's what I'm talking about. And who did that? Ocasio-Cortez. That was the trigger. You see, people are triggered by certain events, like mega hats or like wording from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. See, Amazon was going to develop in the Queens area of New York. Multi-billion-dollar deal. And they blew it. They blew it. Ocasio-Cortez blew it for them. She's the one being blamed. Which kind of opens up another little thing here. I'm going to try and get this in before the commercial. Cal Thomas, Florida's economy is booming while blue states like New York are mired in debt. Oh, we must be talking about the same thing as California and New California here. Kind of interesting. Cal Thomas says, while most attention has been focused on immigrants trying to enter the United States over America's southern border, there is legal migration taking place that has been largely ignored, though it may have at least as much economic and political impact as the other. People are moving out of high-tax states to Florida and other states like Texas. In fact, the Texas governor is in New York luring businesses. Now, we need to be in the position of luring businesses into new California. We're going to have a similar tax structure as Florida. Hello? Just a little clue there. We haven't really announced all this yet. That's what we're going to do. Why not? Huh? Man, what a difference. The phone's ringing. just because I make an announcement on the radio, the phone starts to ring, right? Just a little clue of what's going to happen in New California. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, I'm looking at the article that Chris Street wrote, and we had Chris Street on the show yesterday. Probably remember that, I'm sure. But for some reason, I just didn't get the title of his article. I mean, I posted it up, we read about it, and we read it, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and when you get these, you know, we get them earlier than most folks, you know, because Chris sends them to me, and we check it out. This was the title from yesterday's article that we premiered earlier than everybody. It's for American Thinker, and of course he writes for other places and writes for us. And New Cal Magazine's coming out, by the way. We're going to talk about that. This was the title. I want you to think about it. And I just got it this morning. Actually, it hit me. Every day the ding 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 light goes on. It's amazing. Anyway, this was the title of his article. California's Governor Newsom inherits steaming load of scandal from Jerry Brown. Read it again. California's Governor Newsom inherits steaming load of scandal from Jerry Brown. What did he mean by steaming load? What did he mean? We have to ask Chris. We'll have to. I don't know what he meant by that. I'm naive to these kind of things. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, this was the story. This was the article in which, you know, the crisis with the dam, the Orville Dam, the money crisis. There's scandals going on there with people being accused of sexual harassment and nooses. 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 This is at Orville Dam. Who would have thunk nooses? No, nooses, not Newsoms. And then there's the high-speed rail problem, which, by the way, Newsom got it wrong. Trump can take the money. He can withhold the money, and he's going to, which is going to increase the debt on California and create bigger problems. That's the steaming load. I get it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.